everyone. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles, and we are Real Radio on the internet. The show is Psychic Every Day, and I am so happy to be here live in the studio tonight. It is Wednesday, December 18th, and I will be talking at you until about 8 o'clock Pacific time. And I welcome you, everyone who's listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, for being at skidrowstudios.com and listening to my show. And we are also live streaming from Skid Row Studios. So you can, you know, we now do our own video. And I believe we're still on live stream as well. Mindy's telling me, yeah, giving me the thumbs up. So livestream.com. And you can still listen to us, or Stitcher.com makes it easier for you to listen to us on your smartphone. So we have so many different options for you, so many ways for you to catch the show and to tune on in tonight. I do have to say, I'm kind of sad that it is my last live show in 2013. And I just said to Mindy, I'm going to be missing her. I'm not going to see her for a couple of weeks. So Mindy, hi.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
We can call it afternoon if you want.
It feels like bedtime, actually.
And you're here all night.
I am. It's all right. I have tomorrow off.
Good. Well, I'm going to, you know, happy, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all the rest of it to you.
Yeah, you too.
It's wonderful to see you tonight, Mindy.
Yeah, I'm excited about 2014 at Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah. We have another new show that just started, didn't we?
I believe so.
It's great. Yeah.
Burger.
And that's Burger. The Thursday night lineup. Yeah, there's a really great Thursday night lineup here, as well as, of course, you must know, it's a great Wednesday night lineup. And I think a great Monday night lineup and a great Tuesday night lineup.
Every night's pretty good.
Yeah, it's so neat. Well, I'm happy to see you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'll be doing a show tonight with my friend Mindy here on the boards. And also, I'm going to be doing calls. I'll be taking some calls tonight and giving some readings during the show. And I didn't even tell you what my topic is yet, but let's get into that. I'm doing a show called Protecting Your Energy. And this whole show tonight is about how you can protect your energy, what that means, what are the benefits of having that level of consciousness of being able to protect your own energy, and so on and so forth. So we're going to be getting into that. First, the number here, just so you might want to jot this down or have it standing by in case you get inspired to call me during the show for a reading about you and protecting your own energy. My number here is 1-800-893-9562. Now, protecting your energy. This month, I will have four brand new shows this month. Only two of them are going to be live. Tonight and last week were live. The first Monday show was about grounding yourself, or that was last week. I've just done a whole month of getting in your body shows. You know, a month of working with your own energy, learning how to have an awareness of your own energy, to heal yourself on that level. And tonight's show, Protecting Yourself, is another part of that. There will be another brand new show next week, which is Christmas, Wednesday, December 25th. We will not have live shows happening, but I did make you a brand new show. So please, you know, check it out, listen to it. And that show will be about finishing and beginning. So Endings and Beginnings is the name of that show. But back to tonight, protecting your energy. My goodness. What is this all about? Like, what is the deal? And I have to say that a bonus for tonight's show, this is something a lot of people have been asking me about, and it happens every year in December, at the December holiday time. People say, how do I deal with the energy, challenging energies I'm handling at the holidays, whether it's, you know, family or just so much coming in or so much just more sensitivity and more energy coming in. How do I deal with that? How do I protect myself? Hey, Chris, tell me, how do I protect myself? I'm like, well, you know, you got to find some amusement with those people, first of all. But that's one of the things I see, you know, is for protecting yourself, finding a little bit of amusement. So the bonus tonight is, how do you keep yourself happy during the holidays when dealing with challenging people? We're going to be getting into that. Now, if you read my blog, you know that just yesterday I posted a brand new piece called protecting, how to protect your own energy, or something like 10 ways to protect your own energy. And that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about tonight, but I'm going to go into some things I really didn't write about either. And if you haven't read my blog, please do. It's psychiceveryday.com. My website's chriscahill.com, but I write a lot on the other site, psychiceveryday.com. And that's easy to remember because it's the same name as my show. So here's a few things about protecting your own energy. First and foremost, you're a unique energy. And you hear me say this in so many shows, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who's ever said this. I know lots of other people who say, in fact, the first time someone said it to me, I was blown away. It really hadn't occurred to me that I might have my very own energy that was different and unique from everybody else's. I always knew I had a unique way of looking at things, but I didn't think of it as, oh, I'm special. But each one of us is special. Each one has a unique energy, a unique vibration. And that's what makes it so much fun to know so many people. So it makes it so much fun to be around so many people who are unique and different too. So to live in a big city like Los Angeles, for example, or Chicago, where I came from, it's really interesting because you're not going to be seeing yourself coming and going in every, you know, street or area, unless you go back to the neighborhood you came from. And if it was very homogenous, then everybody's kind of matched to a certain vibration. There's a certain level of energy or expectation or how people agree. And that's not necessarily good or bad. It's just simply, when I look at it, I look at, well, do you have permission to in all of that mix, to be who you are, to have your own unique vibration? And that's part of why a lot of us move to places like Los Angeles, right? Because we don't really exactly get to necessarily get the hello for being who we are, being where we came from. People are maybe more interested in being a certain way, and that's fine. You know, that actually is just great. It works. But it always has worked for me to be living in the middle of a big urban place because I love the mix. I love seeing different kinds of people everywhere. It's just amazing, and it's so much more interesting. And then the fusion that happens when people start to mix and create art together and, you know, create culture together and all the rest of it. It makes it, first of all, that creates peace when people start to mix and create a fusion in a peaceful way. It's not about us against them. But the reason I'm giving you this whole big preamble in terms of protecting your own energy is just in case you came from a place or a family or a group of people who kind of look at things in a certain way and you didn't. And you might be sensitive to that. You might be the artist, or you might be the one who thinks differently, or the one who kind of is looking outside of the box that everybody else might be happy being in. You know, if it was like a box of puppies, for example, you'd be the puppy that escaped. Said, I have to go see what's in the kitchen. Not even knowing it's a kitchen because you're a puppy, you know, you don't know. But what my point is, not to get off into puppies, you know, box of puppies. But that, you, if you're the one who looks at things in a unique way, you got to be able to protect your energy. I'm not kidding. And I'm not saying be paranoid about it. No, it has nothing to do with that either. But if you really own your own viewpoint and your way of looking at life, and you know yourself, you decide you're going to know and love yourself no matter what anybody else has to say about it, or, you know, whether other people are saying, well, you know, you're doing it wrong, you should be like us. You know, or nobody's ever done that before. How do you think you're going to succeed? You know, and all that other stuff that people, when they're afraid, say. They're not trying to be mean. They're just frightened. But if you know and you decide, even if I don't know what my own energy is, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to learn. I'm just going to go and own what I have to go in this direction. I have no idea why, but I just have to. That protects you. That's one of the best things you can do to protect yourself, is get to know who you are and realize, that's why it's helpful to be around people who also have permission to do this. Realize that the unique way you have of seeing things and of looking at life is needed. We all need you, because you're going to bring something to the mix that does not exist yet. It's important. So you got to be you. You know, the song, I Gotta Be Me, you got to be you. Now, I got to say, my number is 1-800-893-9562, and I am going to be giving readings throughout tonight's show about being able to protect yourself, you know, protecting your own energy. And that can be, you might have a specific question, or you might want to just say, you know, go ahead, take a look. What do you see? What's going on here? I'm not going to grade you or tell you you're doing it right or wrong. I'm just going to look at the energy of whatever comes up with this question. So knowing who you are and where you're at, knowing who you are and where your energy is located, that is one of the greatest gifts you can bring to anybody, especially yourself. And I believe I have got my first caller. Hello. You are on the air.
Hi, Chris. How are you? This is Anna.
Anna, hi. Nice to hear your voice. I'm good. Thank you. How's it going?
I've been okay. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of low in energy lately and just feeling like a lot of things are affecting me. And I saw your, the topic today, and I think maybe, you know, I've been losing a lot of energy, especially with the kind of work I do.
Yeah. And I got that.
Just wanted to speak.
Yeah. Go ahead. So would you like me to take a look at that? Yeah, I'd be happy to. Let me do that. Sorry, I know we keep talking over each other, but I didn't want to interrupt you too much. But let me take a look, Anna. Let me just see what's happening with this. I see this picture, this place that you look like you're working on right now, you as a being. And the picture is it's an interesting thing. It's not just that it's the end of the year, you know, that it's the end of the year, 2013, but there's also, it's because it's moving into that time of the year when we kind of really hibernate or move within more, a going within. And I see that you've been kind of bringing your energy back a little bit from having been more out, and you're bringing it in. And it looks like you've been trying to get in and really do some work on yourself. Excuse me. And you keep running into this block or this interference energy that's been in the way of you having that to the degree you want. And this does look like this sensitivity. And it's not just, I got to tell you, I mean, there's, I know I say this a lot, but there really is a lot on the planet now. There really is a lot of transformation and change, and you're one of the grounded healers. And so when things get a little rougher and dicier, you tend to be one of the energies people go jump in. And meanwhile, you're also trying to turn on and become more sensitive with your own, not just with your abilities, but with your artistic talents. You know, as you become more sensitive as an artist, as you dive in deeper, that's something you're opening up. It's a different way of working with energy. So I see this picture that I started off with you kind of trying to go within more and get, it looks like you're at this place where you're finishing a road, you're completing a road or a path, and you're getting ready to kind of step onto this next level, which looks like part of what you want to do in 2014. And so you're winding down or completing some old things, sort of finishing up the year, but finishing up not just the year, but a part of your life, you know, a way you've been using your energy and wanting to kind of, it's sort of like you're bumping up to a new version of yourself next year. So you're in the lull before that. And what I see you keep handling, which just keeps getting sort of tossed on the table in front of you, is this place where this old programming that you're supposed to be responsible when other people are feeling out of sorts or uncomfortable. It's that being the responsible healer. And I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong, not at all. But I just see that you're in a place where you realize, okay, if I'm going to turn on my own abilities and have them for myself, I have to stop spreading them out so much and using them for everybody. And that's part of what you're learning right now. It looks like as you're being sensitive, it's not that you're being wrong or that there's something going wrong, just that you're kind of rebooting. You know what I mean? So there's a finishing. You there?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been doing a lot before. I felt like I had to solve everything and everybody, and, mm-hmm. you know, I felt like I lost a lot of energy. And once you realize you're not responsible for people, you know, going through what they're going, I mean, doesn't mean you don't have to help them, but it's just, you're not, you know, you can be there and help them, but you don't have to be, like, karma-wise or in any other way responsible.
Yeah, Yeah, that was like number 9 on my list of 10 ways to protect your energy. get rid of responsibility that isn't yours. Are you in charge of healing the world? No, you're actually not. But you can be, amused by that and say, yep, that's what I used to do, and I'm getting over it now. I used to do that too, Anna, years ago. Believe me, it didn't work for me either. And after a while, that was kind of what pushed me into becoming a psychic and doing this work, was I was tired of taking it all on.
Now, one of the biggest things I learned from you, actually, is sometimes in order to change the world, you start with yourself. And once you change yourself, a lot of times what you will see is like a lot of people will catch on. And I've noticed that too.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You're responsible for yourself before anybody else.
Yep.
Karma-wise.
That's the way to heal the world, is start with your own spirit. Because then what you do is it's kind of like you do this thing where you move a step, and instead of being in the place where everybody dumps their pain, which is where you've been, like you're in a place where people just come over and say, oh, here's my pain, and they hand it to you, and then you're like holding all of that, and it's very heavy, and it's not comfortable, and it's not fair to you, but you've agreed to do it. And then you just get to this place where you go, okay, I'm going to put all this down now and just step away from it, because I can't take this anymore. It's not mine. And you step away and you go into the happy place of creating and you know, the energy's lighter and all the rest of it. And everybody comes and they can't find you to dump their pain. So they have to figure out how to dump it themselves or find someone else who will take it. And that's just sort of how it works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then when people actually see you healing yourself, because you're not in the pain you were in from taking their energy on, and some of that pain they're handing you isn't even theirs. It's like second generation, third generation, fourth generation pain. It's recycled pain.
Recycled pain, I like that.
Recycled pain. And so you have recycled pain that you're
recycling.
And you're not a recycling center, okay? So you step away and you start creating. And what happens is everyone's like, oh, look at her doing that. Well, that looks more fun. Maybe I'll do that. And they might decide to, and they might not. But meanwhile, that's not your problem. Your problem is go do you, because you have things to contribute that are bigger than what you've been contributing. And that's not a responsibility. That's more fun. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
I'm so glad you called in, Anna. It was really good to talk to you. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. I am Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com, and we are real radio on the internet. I am coming at you live here on Wednesday, December 18th with a show called Protecting Your Energy, and it's lots of fun. So if you want to come call me up tonight, you can. My number is 1-800-893-9562. I'm having lots of fun doing my last live show of 2013, and then there's going to be a whole bunch of new shows in 2014, but boy, I'm just really excited. I've been at Skid Row almost a year now, and it's really been fun and just great, and keeps growing. So I want to continue with ways to protect your energy, especially in this highly sensitive and sometimes over-the-top holiday season. It can be so much fun. There's a million people. There's people you haven't seen in ages. You might be flying home or driving home or, you know, hitchhiking home or whatever to go, you know, home being where you came from, to see people you don't get to see that often. And then there's a lot of emotion and a lot of stuff that comes up. And meanwhile, you've changed since last time you were there, and they've changed. And that's one of the things that it looks to me like happens a lot at holidays or big family events. There's all this emotional charge because people are not necessarily picking up the old script the way they used to. So you might be coming home and have a completely new set of rules for yourself and a new script. And then, you know, somebody else, maybe it's your mother, maybe it's your one of your siblings, maybe it's your father, whoever, maybe it's the, you know, crazy old aunt, picks up the old script and starts talking to you from 6 months ago or a year ago, and you're not the same. And it can be really hard. Like, there might be people, and I'm not just blaming family. It can be in other situations in your life too, with friends or whoever. And you start feeling attacked or feeling like people aren't seeing you, or that you're just not getting respected for being who you are in present time. And here's what you got to do when that happens. You got to be amused and not resist it, and let it go. And the more you just decide to have being who you are, you know, just knowing who you are, loving who you are, and you don't have to fight anybody, but the easier it's going to be. And if you find you're in the middle of a lot of stuff happening that's other people's dramas, that's the other thing, non-resistance. I didn't write about non-resistance in my article I wrote yesterday because there were so many other things, but I want to say what non-resistance means. Non-resistance means just that. You just don't resist it. You know, it comes in and it's kind of like the old joke, please, sir, may I have another? But it's not you asking for somebody to, you know, slap you. It's you just not letting it stick. Kind of, you know, if you're finding you're sensitive to stuff or it's a little, it's been challenging or you're just feeling very emotional and something comes in and maybe that person who says that thing or who brings that forward to the table doesn't mean anything by it, or maybe they do. And you know the difference. You know the ones who are evil and the ones who aren't. You know who's got it in for you. And don't take it personally. And don't, you know, let it stick. Just simply imagine it sort of, you know, just like rolling off of you. It has no place to live. It has no place to land. That's where amusement comes in handy. Protecting yourself also is amusement. Protecting yourself energetically is not, you know, getting all rigid and you know, rolling out the, you know, the big wall and putting up all these, you know, resistance boundaries, because that'll just make everything stick worse. Protecting yourself with energy has a lot to do, more to do with love and forgiveness and letting go of the energy and releasing it. But as I mentioned already at the beginning of the show, knowing who you are and what your energy is the greatest protection of all, because then when something comes in that seems to be, you know, kind of aiming for you, you know, something you just, you're feeling it going, oh God, I don't want to deal with this right now. If you know who you are and you've already decided to own that, it just won't matter. You won't care. And actually that's the most protective thing of all, is when you kind of really just don't care. Just like, okay, you know what? I'm here to have fun. I'm here to celebrate the holiday. I'm here to do whatever. I'm here to enjoy myself. Now, I'm focusing on the holiday a little bit, but there's more to it than that. This is an everyday thing. How do you protect your own energy? So I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that. If you are a really sensitive person, if you've been really sensitive to energy and you find that you walk through your days or your world kind of feeling like you take on a lot. You know, like, let's just say you come home after a whole day and you feel exhausted. Especially if you're dealing with a lot of people or a lot of stressful situations, and you find that you just seem to take it on, like it sort of all sticks to you. And if you're one of the people who does that, you're not weak. You're not wrong. You're sensitive to energy. And so you get to start to change it. And thinking about it, going over and over and trying to solve it in your head isn't going to change anything. It really will not. It can be helpful to know sometimes on that level what it is that you're handling. But then really it's you, the being, the spirit, who gets to do the work of letting it go. And that's where we get into a huge way of protecting yourself, letting go. I do have another caller right now I'd like to take before I get into that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Marcy, nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. When I saw you in August, we had talked about a lot of heavy, negative family energy that I was trying to work through and let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I was making progress, but it seems like the last 3 months I've either had a tragedy or, you know, a family accident, or there has just been a lot of really heavy negative energy that has come back. So I feel like I've taken some steps forward, but then a significant setback in the last few months.
Well, let me take a look at that in a couple of different ways. And one question I have for you is, did you have any control over any of that?
No, probably
okay.
Not.
Okay, that was the right answer. So when I look at you, and I mean that, and I know you know this, But when I look at you with what's going on and what I see, I don't see you failing or that you have not done something right. I don't see that at all. But the picture I see is you used to be, it's really funny. It's like you were, your agreement in the family, and I might have gotten to this before, but I don't remember the specifics. Your agreement in the family was to be the one who kind of kept the tree down or grounded or together, the family tree. But just it's like the picture is you're one of the grounding forces. And as you stepped away from some of the old agreements, or you just started to kind of shift things a little bit. And the only way you were shifting things was to change the energy out of your own space, you know, to get rid of it, to let it go, to start to change your reality, what you're doing. But as you started doing that, a whole big structure that was a big family structure that you were keeping together started falling apart. And that is not wrong. It's actually sometimes, in order for a healing to happen where things will fall apart, you know, before the healing can happen, the person who's keeping it together has to stop keeping it together. I had a discussion about this with one of my very close people in my life, because she did the same thing recently when she moved, because she got a job. And everything started, there was a whole falling apart that started happening in her family because of that. And it was a very good thing, because that now there's a new structure being created. But with you, that's what I see is, as all of these things have happened, you haven't had control over any of that. But there is still this responsibility that I see you kind of, the picture I see is you're running around, the sky is falling and you're running around holding this big white plastic laundry basket, trying to catch all the pieces of the sky as it's falling. And you're trying to get it in the basket and it won't. Like, it's too big. It's too much. You can't, because it's not your job. So what I see is there's a bigger picture shifting on a family level, but in your family group and your group dynamic. And what is helpful now is it's really been kind of challenging you in your ability to find neutrality or non-judgment with the falling apart. Because the programming you always had and your agreement was always that you would be really keeping it together or making it better, even if that was an unconscious agreement. So in present time, what I see is one of the best things you can do for yourself is forgive yourself. You know, forgive if you feel like, you know, there's been a going backward, or things don't always move forward. You know, we start to make progress and then we hit another level. And it looks like what you hit was another level, where it's just another, not like you're being tested nastily, not at all, but it's more like another level of, okay, now get your space with this. Because there is really ultimately a much happier outcome. Not that I predict it, but with you moving through some of this, you're going to be creating more space for yourself. And that will make it easier for you to be with the reality of whatever challenges there are, because there are more challenges coming for all of us. It's just how life is. But what you're doing is you're kind of pulling, it's like you've been pulling your energy out of the places where you've been kind of helping to keep it together, if that makes sense. So are you grounding and all the rest of that? Have you been practicing that? Hello?
Yes, but probably with under the circumstances, probably not as much as I should be.
Well, and you might want to, yeah, give yourself some more time to kind of work with your own energy, because it'll help you let go of the stuff that's coming in now. So it'll be easier to have more space and more energy to deal with the challenges and not take them on. When you realize that something is out of your control, that's exactly what it is. You got no control over it. So the best you can do is allow yourself to be exactly where you are and release and let go of whatever you can and do whatever, you know, whatever you can do to help. But you're not wrong here. You haven't slid. I would say start grounding more and start meditating more. That'll help you a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Marcy.
It's nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Bye. Hello, everybody. If you've been listening, you know I am Chris Cahill. If you just joined me, this is Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. We are real radio on the internet, and you're listening to a live show. And I'm going to continue with another caller right now. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Chris?
Yes, who's this?
This is Ned.
Ned. Well, hello, Ned. Nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. I've heard it on the podcast. That's how I ran across your show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me know. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from, if you haven't guessed, somewhere down south, North Carolina.
Well, wonderful. That's great. I always like to know when I don't know a caller, where they're calling from.
Sure.
So tell me, what can I do for you? Do you have a comment, or would you like a reading?
A reading would be good. I was just kind of curious how I showed up for you.
Well, all right then. And you know what my theme is tonight? Protecting your energy. So I'm going to look at you from that perspective just to see what comes up.
Okay.
Okay, so when I take a look at you, I see this picture of you and your space, you like your aura, your energy field, your spirit, body, all the rest. But this picture of one of the ways that you're kind of protecting yourself, and it looks like one of the things you naturally do is you've started sort of releasing or letting energy go on a third chakra level. Kind of a third chakra is that solar plexus chakra, and it has to do with, it's our energy distribution system, and it controls how much energy you have and what you do with it. And sometimes we handle demands on energy at that point. And I see you working this really kind of interesting spiritual energy at your third chakra, where you're not resisting, you're not fighting, you're not conflicting. But when energy comes in that doesn't work for you, it looks like you just sort of let it spray away. You just sort of let it go. And it's this really gentle, simple, like non-resistant way of that protects your energy system. It looks like when you do this, when you like if a demand comes in, or there's like a backup of different demands on your energy, or things you should do, or judgment on what you're doing, or the rest of it, it looks like you don't really take it in until you've kind of run it through this, where you might, it's like you're not figuring it out on a brain level or an analytical level. You're kind of, your body is dealing with it. And it looks like when your body doesn't like the energy, it doesn't let it in. So it's sort of a little bit, it may look a little passive to some people, the way you're doing it. But what I see is it's a very brilliant, non-confrontational way of not taking the energy on. And it looks like it's sort of a live and let live kind of energy or attitude. Okay, well, that might be there, but that doesn't mean I have to take it in. And it's just an interesting little, it really looks like it helps keep some of your energy system clear when you're able to do this. It looks like when it gets bogged down is when you don't do this, like when you take things more seriously or it piles up a little. But I'm seeing this more from the perspective of, as you've gotten older, you've learned how to just work from this perspective more. It really is kind of like, let other people be where they are, and you're going to allow yourself to be there too. It's a permission, an entitlement in a positive way. You know, and entitlement is not a negative thing, depending on how it is used.
Yeah. So that sounds pretty pretty accurate. I had a back several months ago, had an episode where I ended up in the hospital with no defined explanation as to what it was, but it did involve something with my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up with a nurse coming in. I was in intensive care for a while, and again, no explanation as to what happened, but this nurse came in and wanted me to sing, I guess as part of a recognition thing.
Yeah.
And the room was kind of like, I just remember it was had like a blue light to the whole room, and I had a sense that there was something else that was going on other than just a nurse being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see if I was coherent.
Yeah.
Coming out of the anesthesia, it's like I had the sense at the time, it's like, there's something else that's going on here. And so
It looks like you just decided to get rid of what looked like, now that you're telling me this, what it looks like you had that you got rid of, almost looked like one of those steel bear traps that was on an energy level around your third chakra, and you kicked it off, and then you decided, I'm not having that back again. There was just like a release on some level.
Yeah, it literally was bleeding into my stomach, and I didn't realize it, that that was occurring until I passed out and ended up in the emergency room, and they literally removed
a lot of stuff. Well, congratulations to you for blowing the picture, Ned. That's what you call blowing a picture in the nick of time.
Wow.
That's good. Well, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening and for letting me know you like my podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Ned. Happy New Year and end of the year to you. Be well.
Yeah, and looking forward to a 2014.
There'll be a lot coming. Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was pretty cool. That's really fun. I'm talking to you about protecting your energy. And so now there's a few things here. This is something that's become very much more in the public consciousness. People understand this. The whole concept of energy vampires, or as a friend of mine told me recently that someone else had said to her, get rid of the squid, anything with tentacles, get rid of it. If it's like, if you feel like you're getting in, it kind of pulled into somebody's tentacles and they keep, you know, grasping on you, or the people who suck your energy. And one of the ways I see people sucking energy from each other, not just like somebody who's being needy, it might be that you have a person you know who really is needy, but you love them and, you know, you do what you can, you have your way of dealing with them and you're not going to make them the monster. But the people who are energy vampires, who I see are the really tough ones, are the ones that need to invalidate you, talk down to you, and otherwise take your energy. So people who have to put people down, or who are negative, or who just keep being negative, right, in, you know, like all the time, the Donald Downers or whoever, you know, it's the energy vampires. You don't need to be around those people. If you find your energy gets sucked up by that, walk away without guilt. Figure out a way to get rid of the guilt and run away. I have another caller, and I bet it's a really cool person. Hi, you are on the air.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. What's your name?
Hi, Chris. It's Amy.
Amy, hi. How are you doing?
I am listening to you, and I don't know what to ask.
Excellent.
But everything is so relevant. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it totally does. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Boston.
Wonderful. Well, would you like me to take a look at some of this for you, just like whatever comes up in terms
Absolutely.
Of protecting your energy?
Absolutely. I listen to your voice, and I just can never get over your ability to make everything so positive.
You know, it's one of the things that I have to bear.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's lots of fun because I got to tell you that working with energy and working, you know how it is. It's already so serious being a human being, right? I mean, we have a lot to deal with. Yeah, exactly. It's really a deal. And we are so lucky, and we have more now at this time in our evolution than we've ever had. And we're at this time where we really have to make really conscious choices. And that's where it gets confusing, is because like we're like, okay, what's real? What's real? What's not real? So I like to look at it from that perspective is, well, what do you get to create? And actually, that's what comes up for you. When I look at you with your energy and protecting your energy, the picture I keep seeing is that you're just trying to do your thing, and then you're getting interfered with, or other energies that kind of come in, and all of a sudden you realize, well, here's the exact picture. The picture is you're painting this room, and the room is a beautiful room, and it's your own room. It's like you're painting the space the color you want it to be. And you're like, oh, this is exactly right. This is just the color I want right now. It's the, you know, and color is energy. It's vibration. It's like emotion. It's feeling, all the rest of it. But you're just painting this color. And then somebody opens the door and all this dirt blows in and it sticks to your nice, clean, beautiful walls because they're still wet because it's brand new paint. And you're like, no, close the door. And it's really funny, but it's not funny because now you have to clean up the mess that came into your space that somebody let in. And you're, and it's just really frustrating. It looks like you're, you just keep, this energy keeps coming in and messing with where you're at. But one of the things I do see is that this, and I was about to start talking about this. This is going to be my next point in this show tonight. Some of this looks like it's your own doing a little bit because you're trying to make something perfect. And it's not that you're not trying to do, I mean, excellence is beautiful, and trying to be excellent and create something in a beautiful way. And then, you know how it is where you get to that point where you're like, right now, this is exactly right. It's just how I want it to be. And that's good. But what I see is sometimes there's a demand in your space where you, where you're trying to hold on to it in that level of perfection or keeping it a certain way. And it, actually, I see it as being you, like you have a demand on yourself. And it looks
I'm
like
I'm not a perfectionist, though.
Well, no.
Isn't that funny?
You're not a perfectionist. I don't see you being like the, you know, and this is nothing against Virgos, but I know a lot of them, but it's not
I'm
like...
I'm not one.
I know.
But they are. They're perfect.
They they're not necessarily perfect, but they have such a demand to be. And it's not all Virgos. I know. Because I'm going to hear from my Virgos and they'll be like, you're dissing on Virgos. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I have so much respect for them. No, not at all.
I have absolute respect. They get
shit done. I admire them.
Yes. They get it done. But what I'm mm-hmm. saying is there's a demand in your space to somehow hold something in place a certain way. And actually what I see is it's not like you're trying to do that, but it looks like there's sort of a demand to kind of like keep it a certain way or make it a certain way. And then you're trying to enjoy it once you get it to that place. And then this other energy always seems to come in and kind of smush it or make mm-hmm. It's like you end up having to, it's forcing you to create and destroy and release and let go and create and destroy. But I see that you're such a creator that there is, you're trying to somehow release and let go of energy more in order to create more. That looks like one of the big places you're working on protecting yourself. And I know that that sounds like a big thing, and it is a big thing. I see it, you know, in terms of your emotions, your personality, your life, your healing, how you're creating yourself right now. And it looks like part of what you've been trying to do is have your space in the midst of all the activity happening with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having your space. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And of course, yes, you're not a perfectionist, but this energy keeps coming in. And then it looks like it's been hard for you to kind of sort of release it or blow it up, move it out of the way so that you can go continue. Sorry. Now, to me, the positive in this is that you're growing a lot right now, and you're working on taking another step up. I think I said this earlier to another person who called in. It's like mm-hmm. you're looking for the next it's like the next level of you, you know, the next generation of you, the next evolution of you. And so when I look at all this stuff that's coming in, it looks to me like all you got to do is just not resist it, let it go, release it. You know, one of my favorite expressions is, how can I use this to heal myself? And that might be one of the ones, you know, find your own version of that. How can I use this energy coming in to help me heal myself? Is that making any sense?
It is, it is. I'm listening and I'm thinking. And I was thinking, you had said earlier that it's just complicated and you don't know what's real.
Yeah.
Like, and it's hard to figure out what is your responsibility.
Exactly.
Like, especially if you do love somebody and you care about them and they're struggling.
Yeah.
And they're upset with you because of the way things might have gone or not have gone.
Right, but are you responsible for that person's job, which is to do their work? No, you're not.
Right, right.
And so that's what you're working on doing is, you know, that's where...
Yeah, because I would feel bad. Because I do
well,
like
yeah.
to fix them.
But then that gets me into one of the next things I was going to work on. I think I already talked about it a little bit earlier, but the over responsibility, you know, being responsible for somebody else's work. That's that room. I keep looking at you creating your own vibration and then other people's energy comes in and sticks to it. And you're trying to get it. You don't know how to continue when that energy comes in.
Can you see the color?
Yeah, it looks like when the energy comes in, it's black, but the color you kept painting the room were all these like really bright, light colors. I mean, really light, beautiful pink, and then there's this yellow and a green and just vibrations of energy.
Mm.
Not literal rooms, like vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And then this energy, the pain would come in and you'd say, ah, and you'd stop for a little while and it would be hard to repaint because you felt like you had to sort of solve what was there. So what I'm suggesting is, no, this is not what you have to do. You're working on creating another level of you right now. It's you. You getting to know you. You finding you. And that's your next step, really.
Okay.
Time for you.
Me.
Yep. You, you, you.
What a concept.
Yep. It's time. Otherwise, you really don't have anyone else to blame. That's
right.
You. Thank you, Amy. Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For listening, for calling. Have a good
okay.
night. Bye.
Good night.
All right. We are really, would you believe it, already getting to the end of the show in about 9 minutes. I'm always amazed at how fast it goes. I want to continue with a few things. So we're working here at Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com on protecting your own energy. And what have I gone into so far? Knowing who you are and really where your energy is, knowing what your energy is, loving who you are. You really can't go wrong. That's one of the most protective positions you can be in. Getting rid of energy vampires. Letting go of being perfect. Yes, you out there saying me. Yes, if that's you. Excellence is good. Perfect is a liar. Perfect says that you're not and that there's a problem and that's not true. One of my favorites, stop depending on others to tell you who you are. If you don't know who you are, go find that. Go find you. But if you're constantly needing other people to tell you who you are and to give you that information, your energy's going to get a little, you know, messed up there. Now, you might like that. You might like the rules or the things that come in, but I personally don't. And if you're listening to this show, I'll bet you don't either. Learn to ground yourself. Went into that a little bit. Learn to let go. Grounding helps you let go. Grounding is a nice, safe way to let go. So if you have not learned how to ground and you have not been to my website and you want to learn how to ground, I do have a free 20-minute guided meditation in my storefront on my website, chriscahill.com. It's called Grounding Yourself, and it is free, and you can download it and listen to it. It will teach you a tool you can use that can help you with making your body safe, which is also protective, because grounding protects you very well. It's a very good protection for your energy and for your body. And it helps you let go. Don't take it personally. And this is some of the stuff we got into about protecting your energy around the holidays. Letting go of responsibility. And letting go of control. So a lot of people who handle a lot of energy, who take a lot on, are like the last caller and like other people who have called in. They're not trying to do anything wrong. They're trying to help or heal people. But what they're actually doing is kind of trying to do someone else's work for them. And they might be getting in the way of someone else doing it. Sometimes when we get a little bit impatient and we want people to get their, you know, to get it on the stick already and get the thing going, we kind of try to guide them and say, come on, here, let's go. Let's do this, you know, and get it moving faster. And it might be on your, you know, your time zone. You're ready to move faster and somebody else isn't. If you want to protect your energy in that case, let them be where they are. And you be where you're at too. And you go and do your thing. Go shape shift. Go create. Go become the thing you need to become and that you want to become. And let everyone else do it on their own time. And stop being responsible. And you will protect your own energy that way too. That's a big one. Now, here's some of the other stuff about protecting your energy. Knowing where you are and knowing who you are. What if you also created some new pictures for yourself that being you is really fun? It's not that you're constantly being inundated with energy. You don't have to see yourself that way. You can start to see it from the perspective of this is really, you know, it's really fun. Like, what do I like? What do I want to do? What is fun for me? And if you find you're always around the people who are not having fun or who are challenged with all of that, then you can just step away. I have one more caller I have about a minute or so for here. And let's see if we can get one more reading in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. It's Christine.
Christine, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
I'm loving the show tonight. There's something that you mentioned, and it just prompted me to call you.
Yes.
Shape-shifting.
Yes.
And based on, you know, some communication that we've had, I wanted to explore what you saw with that in regards to what's going on with me.
Well, you are shape-shifting. You are very much shape-shifting. And the picture I see, and this is also part of how you, because I'm tying it into tonight's theme, part of how you've been protecting your own energy over this whole past year has been in the shape-shifting. And shape-shifting from the old picture that was limiting and keeping you small into a much bigger picture that before you got to the consciousness you're at now, you thought this big picture would swallow you up, or that it would be too big. And now that you've been doing it, and you've been kind of, the picture I see is, it's really funny, and I don't know why I'm seeing it like this, but the picture is, it's like you've been like this coiled up metal zipper. And it's not unzipping or zipping, it's just simply, it's like how you can, it like it's flexible, there's a coil in it. And it can be, it can move in a certain way. And then, but then it moves with the body that's wearing it, or the garment, or, you know, it does whatever you're telling it to do. And I just see it as that picture of, and it's really cool. It's like black and gold. It's just like really sparkly, and it looks like it goes on a really cool, you know, garment. But the point is that the picture of the shape-shifting with you is this allowing yourself to kind of go with it too. Like there's a flexibility as your spirit is getting stronger and you're creating these new pictures. You're creating more of a flexibility for yourself that allows you to shift more rapidly into what it is you're doing, and you have far more flexibility than you did a year ago. You were much more rigid, and now you're not. I see the picture of you being really surprised at what you've let go of over the year. I mean, it's really quite a year to celebrate.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking this last caller.
Oh, you are so welcome. Nice talking to you. You be well.
All right. You too, now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Well, I am so happy I got to do this show tonight. It's really been just fun talking to all of you. And I have a couple things I want to mention that you can find that are new on my website. I mentioned the grounding yourself meditation. That's been there for a while, but it's a new recording. I did it again, you know, a couple months ago and made a nicer recording. So if you have an old recording and you want a nicer one, it's there. But I also have free on my website until December 31st, another meditation called Joy and Peace. It's a recording. It's a 60-minute recording, and it's in the storefront in the free section. I always have a couple of free ones every month that are available, and that's the one I have for this month. I also have another. So if you want to know about the new free meditation every month, and then the show I do every week, and just the updates with what's new and what are, you know, the new classes or recordings, go to my website and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is also free. I have a sign-up sheet on the front, or a sign-up little, you know, thing you can, a little box you can sign up in. And I don't spam you. You don't get any other mail, just mine. I also have a brand new series called the Chakra Series, and I started recording these one-hour recorded classes on the seven chakras, and I have three done so far. So just finished the third chakra 2 days ago, and it's up on the site as well. And these are really fun. Like, how do you work with your chakras? Where are they? What are they about? You know, how do you heal yourself on that level? Lots of fun. I am Chris Cahill. You've been listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. And I thank you so much for listening tonight. And just want to say you can find this show in the archives here at SkidRowStudios.com. I have about 40 shows now or so in the archives here. There's so many different kinds of shows. And as well as, you know, all the other great people who have shows at SkidRowStudios.com. So check us out. You can see this video in our archives as well, and also on live stream. And you can also subscribe to my free podcast on iTunes. Just go searching for Psychic Every Day on iTunes. You can subscribe to it and, you know, let me know if you like it or not. I know a lot of people listen to it, and I love hearing from you and love hearing your feedback. If you have ideas for shows for next year or just topics you'd really like to see, send me an email, chris@chriscahill.com. And what else? I think that's about it. I want to thank my friend Minnie Jorgensen for a beautiful year of being a great show host, show board op engineer. I always keep adding words to it. And I want to thank Skid Row Studios and Jeremy and Joel and everybody who's just helped make this a wonderful year. please listen to my show for my Christmas show. It is a brand new show. And thank you again. Have a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate Christmas, and a happy new year. Bye.